This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Coming up at the Duke Energy Convention Center, the grand tastings of the Cincinnati International Wine Festival. Those grand tastings happen Friday, March 7th and Saturday, March 8th. Before that, there are wine and winery dinners at restaurants around town and a lot going on. And here to talk about the 2014 Cincinnati International Wine Festival is the honorary chair, Leonardo Lucascio, the founder of Winebow Incorporated. Leonardo, welcome to Cincinnati Edition.
Thank you.
Well, I wanted to ask first for the story about Winebow. What is Winebow Incorporated?
Well, Winebow is a importer and distributor of fine wines from around the world. To give you an idea, we represent on an exclusive basis about 65 wineries from Italy, 15 or so from Spain, a dozen from Portugal, a dozen or so from Austria and Germany, and then a really nice portfolio of wineries from South America, both Chile and Argentina. We have a sake portfolio of boutique, artisanally made sakes from Japan. And in general, we specialize in, I would say, the top end of the market, you know, the smaller production, estate-bottled, family-owned wineries that we've been searching out and discovering for the last almost 35 years now.
Well, you are a native of Italy and began Winebow as primarily with a focus on Italian wines, right?
That is correct. I was born and raised in Italy and then came to the United States to go to school and then graduate school and then worked in the financial sector for a number of years, both in banking and in management consulting. And then decided that I really wanted to work for myself. I wanted the opportunity to build the company. And I was looking to find a way of combining passion, a lifestyle, and a profession all in one. And wine became that vehicle. And it's been a fantastic ride to do that and to build a successful company that has become known over time for bringing in a lot of high-quality wines. Yes, you're right. We started in Italy and then about 10 years ago started branching out from there into these other geographies that I mentioned. And those wines are distributed nationwide, either by ourselves in 8 different states, that's the distribution part of our business, or by local distributors in all the other states. And I am active in promoting and educating consumers about wine, and this is something that I love to do. I think that all of us that work with less well-known wines and wine varietals and so on have an obligation to participate in that effort to educate the consumer, and in this capacity I'm really looking forward to the days that are going to be spending in Cincinnati doing my part to both promote the International Wine Festival and also to continue our educational program.
I was going to say, with the varieties of wine that are available today, education is really needed, because I can tell you from friends and my own experiences that when facing up that wall of wine, you're looking at it can be overwhelming at times. What do you suggest for those both experienced and not so experienced with wine, how to shop for wine and how to look for wine?
You know, I think that, first of all, there is a tremendous amount of consumer interest in learning more about wine, because the more you know, the more you enjoy what you are tasting and what you are having with your dinner. So it's very much the kind of product where education and the wine experience itself kind of feed on one another. But how you shop for wine is, I think, a couple of different answers. One is you start getting familiar with different varietals, let's say Cabernet Sauvignon, you know, and then at some point you're going to ask yourself whether you like that style of wine. This is before deciding on individual producer. You know, do you like big, powerful wines that deliver a lot of flavor, but they're also fairly tannic? Some of them require a aging program. You know, it's really difficult to drink a Bordeaux or one of the big California Cabernets right after you buy it. And so, you know, you need to have a little bit of a cellar or a wine storage facility to be able to do that. And so eventually you're gonna come up with your own answer. Yes, I like this kind of wine, or, you know, maybe I would prefer something a little bit softer, maybe something like a Merlot, or maybe like something like a Pinot Noir that doesn't have the body of Cabernet, but it has the, you know, real aromatic complexity, and it's a very pretty wine. It's a more feminine wine. And so, you know, once you make the decision, then you can start the exploration of individual producers and, you know, different wine producing areas. For example, to stay with the Pinot Noir example, there is Pinot Noir made in Burgundy. There is Pinot Noir made in Oregon. There is Pinot Noir made on the Sonoma Coast. There is Pinot Noir made in Santa Barbara, in the Russian River Valley, and so on and so forth. You know, so, you know, you start narrowing it down until you are comfortable, you know, with a style or styles of a wine, you know, that that speak to you, that you enjoy a lot. So that's one way that you're going to find your sweet spot, you know, when it comes to wines. A big part of wine drinking is also experimenting, is maybe kind of opening yourself up to, you know, trying different things that you're not necessarily familiar with. And that is more likely to happen with imported wines, because in the United States, whether it's California or Oregon or state of Washington, the other big producing areas, the number of varietals that have been planted is relatively small. On the white side, you have Chardonnay, you have Sauvignon Blanc, you have a little bit of Pinot Grigio, a little bit of Viognier, a little bit of Chenin Blanc, but really it's kind of limited, you know, in terms of the varietals. And for red wines, it's pretty much the same: Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, Pinot Noir, Zinfandel, Syrah, and a handful of other ones. So if you want to go broader than that, you start going to other countries. And that is where it gets a little bit more complicated, because the names of these varietals don't necessarily ring a bell. They're not necessarily familiar to most consumers in this country. So for every wine region, there is a handful of importers that have done over a very long time a credible job of sourcing and searching out those wines that deliver great value and great flavor profiles to consumers in the United States. And I am proud to say that my own name is among those that are considered credible importers in Italy. My logo, the Leonardo Locascio selection, is on the back of every bottle of Italian wine that we import. There is people that do that in France, like Kermit Lynch, for example. People that do that with Austria and Germany, like Terry Peace and others. People that do that in South Africa, like Cape Classics. You know, there is importers that specialize in certain areas. And I think over time, consumers will find out whether the style that the importer is looking for is the style that agrees with their own taste or not. So I would say to a consumer that's looking at that wall of wine you were describing, you know, and is interested in Italian wine or is interested in French wine or whatever, you turn the bottle around and look who the importer is and get to know a few importers, get to know them well, and see the kind of wines that they bring in. And if they agree with you, then you shouldn't be so afraid in trying something that maybe you're not familiar with, but you had good experiences with that importer. So why not give that wine a shot, even though you're not exactly sure what that wine is yet?
And of course, the grand tastings at wine festivals like the Cincinnati International Wine Festival, another great way to educate yourself about different tastes and to have an opportunity to learn who to trust.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, my recommendation to a consumer who goes to the wine festival to learn a little bit is to make it not too wide, you know, in terms of the wine experience, meaning that there is going to be a lot of wine. And if you try to taste everything, you're going to end up being, you know, somewhat confused and diluting the experience. You know, it's like going on a trip to Europe and wanting to visit, you know, 20 countries in 12 days. You know, it just cannot be done, or cannot be done in a way that is productive. I think it requires a little bit of thinking up front and saying, well, you know, I want to explore more white wines, or I want to explore white wines that are barrel-aged, or I want to explore lighter reds or bigger reds, you know, that kind of thing. And then once you make that selection, or perhaps you're going to be making a geographic selection, you're going to say, I want to concentrate more on Italian wine, or I want to concentrate more on wines from South America, you know, whatever. That you can do. That you can really, because all those wines are going to be there. They're going to be available for consumers to taste and to try. And I think that if the goal is not to taste everything, but it is to really learn and go a little bit more in depth about certain specific areas, you know, that is much more productive than just having as a goal the, you know, objective of tasting every wine that is going to be in the room, because there's going to be a lot of wine.
I was going to say 700 wines from over 100 wineries at the Cincinnati International Wine Festival Grand Tastings. That's a lot of wine to taste. So have a plan when you walk into that room.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then it goes without saying that nobody can drink that much wine, even if you narrow it down, you know. And so my recommendation is to taste the wine, hold it on your palate for a moment, and then spit it out. You know, there's going to be spittoons on every table, and move on to the next thing. The important thing there is to taste, not to drink.
Honorary Chair of the 2014 Cincinnati International Wine Festival, Leonardo Locascio, founder of Winebow Incorporated. He'll be in town for the Wine Festival, which begins Wednesday, March 5th, and runs through that weekend with the grand tastings at the Duke Energy Convention Center Friday, March 7th, and two on Saturday, March 8th. More information available at our website, wvxu.org, about the Cincinnati International Wine Festival and about Winebow with Leonardo Locascio. Thanks again for your time today. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.